الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن من جلس وسط الحلقة. هذا حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه said the Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام he cursed that person that sat in the center of a circle of people that are sitting. People are sitting in a circle, suddenly somebody comes and sits in the center. And here we explain why. Because Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام he did not like that a person firstly jumps over the people and then he comes and sits right in the center and he's causing that inconvenience of coming and sitting in the center. The next is that when a person, sometimes a person does this, comes and sits in the center of a gathering to try and gain the attention of the people and at the same time to try and make the people laugh, to try and impress them. So this is not something that is liked in Islam where a person tries to impress people all the time. The style of a Muslim is one, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I just blend in with the believers. I'm not there to try and impress him with anybody, try to make people laugh unnecessarily. That's not my style. I just blend in with the believers that humility is on me, which at every stage in my life, wherever I may be, I got that humility in me. So yeah, this goes against that humility where a person goes in the center of a gathering and he tries to make people laugh and tries to impress them. The third reason, ulama explained, is that when a person is coming and sitting in the center, now they can't see each other like how they would see. So now he's causing takleef as far as the vision is concerned. See how far Islam goes, our deen goes, to take into consideration the rights and to take into consideration the feeling of others. They don't even obstruct a person's vision, even in a gathering. So here you'll be obstructing him, you'll be causing that level of takleef. I'm going to explain that if a person is so careful that when I come into a gathering, certain function, and there are people sitting like this, then if he's so careful that he mustn't obstruct anybody's vision, think this person will ever think of obstructing his neighbor's view when he's building the house? Do you think he'll ever think of obstructing or taking away the privacy of his neighbor? Why? Because this person has already got this akhlaq in him. I got to be very, very considerate about my neighbors. I got to be considerate about the people around me, the people that I'm sitting with. So all these things are teaching us refined akhlaq and the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith in Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu an, qala sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, khayrul majalisi awsa'uha. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu an, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of assemblies, the best of gatherings are those that are most spacious. So ulama give three explanations, what is meant by most spacious. The first explanation is that when you're having a function, or you're having a permissible function, or you're having some talk, then look for that venue that will accommodate the people where they can be spacious. In other words, if you know you're calling so many people, or if there's a talk taking place and you're expecting a big crowd, have it in a venue that can accommodate people nicely. People can sit spaciously. Because if the people are comfortable, then also their feelings will be good. They'll be more receptive to what is being said. People generally will be more happier. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, khairul majalisi awsa'uha. Second explanation ulama gave is that when people are sitting in a gathering and somebody comes, then make space for that person. It mustn't be such that there's no space for the person. So the best gathering is the one that is most spacious. If the people make space for other people. In other words, people are very accommodating in that gathering. So that is the second explanation ulama gave for this hadith. And the next explanation is, ulama explained, is that when there is space provided in the gathering, in other words, it's spacious, people are sitting comfortably, they're not tight and constricted and restricted, then what happens, it makes access very easy. So because it makes access for a person to stand up, somebody needs to go to the toilet, somebody needs to sit, somebody needs to move, for whatever reason, people have different problems, So now it becomes very easy for those people. So because of the consideration that is taking place for these people, now this becomes the best of gatherings. So beautiful the hadith is teaching us that even if you want to have a function, you want to have a gathering, then think and make riayat of the people that are coming, that is this the most suitable venue for the people that are coming. If it is not the most suitable venue, then try and fit or try and find another venue. If you cannot, then the people that are within that gathering, they themselves should see how we can make space for others. So all these things teach us the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all times take into consideration the feelings of people, take into consideration the rights of people. These hadiths are not speaking about taking into consideration the wealth of people. It's not talking about where you're usurping. It's just talking about just the feelings of people, the way people will feel, the way people will be disturbed by you taking away their sight or their vision, or obstructing them, or coming and sitting between two people that are talking, to such an extent that we shouldn't even make salam to two people that are talking, because we'll even disturb the chain of thought. Two people are talking and the third person makes salam, For a moment they'll have to turn away the discussion, they'll have to answer his salam. So even that also is taught to us, they don't even disturb the chain of thought, make so much of consideration for the next person. Now a person has got all this consideration in his life, do you think this person will ever do the next man down, the person will ever steal or ever cheat or ever do? Because he's already got this level of this higher level of consideration, that I mustn't even cause that level of takleef to the next man, that I will disturb him. If ulama go on to explain when making salam also, somebody is making wuzu, then don't make salam to him, because you'll disturb him in that wuzu. Person is eating also, don't make salam to him while he's eating, because you'll be disturbing him while he's eating. For those few seconds he'll have to give jawab to your salam, it will disturb him from something that is already preoccupied him. He's reading Quran, then don't make salam to him at that time, you will disturb him from reading Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the real flavor and the real beauty of a Muslim, is when he got all these finer qualities in his life, then automatically this person becomes an attraction. Automatically this person becomes a glow. This person becomes a beautiful fragrance. Wherever he goes, people are attracted towards the deen. People are attracted towards Islam because they can see that this is a person of qualities. Like that clothing or that food. If it's got that flavoring, then automatically it attracts people. People don't have to market it. One bite a person will take, he'll taste it so beautiful, he'll want to take more himself. He'll have a sip of that juice or that cool thing and he'll say, this one is so tasty. Himself he'll want to take more because it's got that flavor, it's got that taste in it. So like that, when we bring this sifat and these qualities in our life, automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create some taste. Automatically people will be comfortable. People will want to associate with that type of person because he got the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life. As we know, today is Jumu'ah. We should try and read Surah Kahf. Try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. And we should try and utilize the time between Asr and Maghrib, because du'as are answered in this time. And we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something we can do throughout the day. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.